Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the Indire broadcast brought to you by Radio Student from Zagreb. Today with you will be Franko Štrkalj and myself, Ivan Poško, and we will bring to you some interesting new artists from the Croatian independent music scene. So, let's begin. Recently, very interesting musical do-it-yourself projects can be found in Zagreb, and one of them is definitely Pospano. The man behind this name is Juraj Rebernjak, who in a conversation with Franka Štrkalj told us the story behind his first album released this summer.
Hello Juraj, and welcome to Indire broadcast edited this week by Radio Student from Zagreb.
Hi Franka, thank you for having me.
So how are you for the beginning? It's a beautiful sunny autumn day in Zagreb.
Yeah, it's really sunny and warm. I wasn't expecting it, so I dressed a little bit warmer than I should have had.
Okay, it's better that than the opposite way, so
yeah.
I think we're going to be fine. Okay, so I think we should not lose our precious time and we should start to talk about your music immediately.
Yeah, let's do it.
Great. So we called you today to present your project called Pospano, but for the beginning I would like to meet Juraj, so maybe you can say some stuff about you before we continue to talk about your musical project.
Yeah, sure. So basically I've been playing and studying music for about, I would say, 14 years now. I went to music school and then to the music academy. I also graduated about a week ago now. So,
congrats.
Thank you. And yeah, I've just, in July, I released my first solo album under the name Pospano, which I've worked on for a very long time, about 5 to 6 years. It's really an amalgamation of all the different styles of music I listened to throughout the years, and I tried to put my everything into that one project, and I'm really happy how it turned out.
Great. And Pospano would be translated as sleepy.
Yeah,
so maybe you can tell us something about the title. How did you choose your name?
Well, I wanted to choose a Croatian word which would also be able to be pronounced on English or other languages. But it was really important to me that it's a Croatian word, because I wanted to like save some of the Croatian spirit in my music.
Because you sing in English, so
I sing in English, so I want to have still the element of Croatian in it. But the word itself, really, I was inspired by just my own nature of being, and the fact that I'm really calm, relaxed, and sleepy all the time. So that's where it came from.
Great. This is a completely, we can say, 100% do-it-yourself project, because when we went to your Bandcamp page, it says that the music was completely written, composed, performed, arranged, designed by you. So how was the process of doing everything at once for this project for you?
Well, it was quite difficult doing everything by yourself, as you can imagine, but it also comes with bonuses, the fact that you can you have everything is under your control, and you choose, you make all the decisions, you choose the times to record, to perform, so in that sense it's a good thing to do everything yourself, but you also have to be ready to take on the pressures of having to do everything yourself. So yeah, it's a curse but also a blessing.
So one more pressure for you right now, please choose one song that we're going to air to our listeners to hear.
I'm gonna choose the first song, Bird Song. It's It's probably the first song that I finished all the way. It serves as kind of an intro to all the stuff you may hear on the album, all the different styles of music you may find throughout the album.
Great. So let's hear Bird Song and Pospana. Back to Indire broadcast edited by a radio student from Zagreb. Today we're having Juraj Rebernjak, who stands behind the name Pospano, whose first album we're presenting right now. So Juraj, we just heard the first song. Can you tell me something about the process of writing your lyrics? You sing and write in English, so why did you choose that language and not, for example, Croatian?
Well, basically, my main reason was all the music that I, well, not all the music, but like most of the music that is very important to me and that inspires me is in English. And I felt more comfortable expressing myself in English, at least for this project. So it's also a bonus that it allows me to come across to more audiences on English. But I'm open to writing songs in Croatian in the future. It's just for this first project, I decided to go with English. Yeah.
Do you have some plans for live performances, or is it just inside your bedroom for now?
Yeah, as of now, I don't have anything really planned. I would like to do something in the future, but it's really hard to find the right people. And yeah, so I would really love to do something live, but as of now, I don't have really any plans.
Okay, there's time.
Yeah.
We know you from also from the band Panda Ray, where you played for a few years, if I'm correct.
About a year and a half, I think.
Okay. How would you describe the differences between being a part of a band you played keys, right?
Yeah.
And now when you're doing everything by yourself, do you miss some of the energy of the rest of the band, or is it empowering in a way to be all alone and then...
Well, playing in a band comes with its own strengths for once. Just building off other people who are playing with you on stage is really powerful, and you can replace that by playing just by yourself. So that's something that I would really want to do in the future, one way or another. It's a different type of pleasure to be able to play on a stage and is to just record music at home.
Yeah, but we also hope that we're going to hear some of Post-Panut music live soon.
Yeah.
I also wanted to ask you, what about the inspiration for your lyrics? Where do you find it mostly?
And the inspiration for my lyrics is usually just experiences from my life. I try to put honestly expressed through my lyrics. But I don't always succeed in that, so it just may be some fictional stuff, some hypothetical scenarios that I've constructed. It usually just comes from my own life, so yeah, that's basically the main inspiration.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that the influence comes mostly from other bands and other musicians that you listen. Can you maybe name some of them that influenced you in the biggest measure?
Well, there's really a lot. I don't know if I could
maybe lately.
Name just a few. Lately, I don't know, maybe the new post-punk wave, like Black Country, New Road, Black Midi, Shame, stuff like that has been really inspiring. Even though you can't really hear it in my music, it's inspiring in different ways. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your plans for the future? The typical ending question.
Well, as right now, I'm working on new music. I haven't yet decided if I want to make the next project in English or Croatian. It's a big decision for me, I'm not sure when that will be finished, but it's in the works. And also I would like to do something live soon.
Great, thank you, Juraj, very much. Now I'm letting you to say the the last words for this interview and to say something to our audience, international audience. So you can also maybe tell us which song are we going to hear for the end.
We're going to hear the fourth song of the album. It's called Bad TV. It's a more typical rock post-punk song, and message to everyone: keep being ambitious about your music, keep believing in your musical projects, and don't conform. That's it. Yeah.
And also find Post-Panut on social networks and on Bandcamp and all the other services, and we're leaving you with his great music, and enjoy. Thank you.
exercising my own life.
Ovo je Radio Student.
In the following minutes, we will present to you the Zagreb singer-songwriter Nina Romić. Her new album called Jezero came out this June. We will listen to the song Brus Papir and then we'll hear a few thoughts of the artist herself about the album, title, plans for the future and much more. Stay with us and now we will listen to Nina Romić and the song Brus Papir.
Je i to, nego korak je stvarano.
This was Nina Romic and the song Bruce Papir from her latest album Jezero. We talked to Nina and asked her to tell us a few words about the song and to describe the sound of her latest album in a few words.
Bruce Papir, or The Ballad of Parchment Paper, speaks of confronting the guilt we carry within, shaping our lives and decisions in profound ways, all while we remain unaware of its presence. It whispers of the fear that arises when faced with challenges, of resistance to our own progress, of self-sabotage, and the helplessness that accompanies it. Perhaps is the most fitting to say it speaks of the comfort zone where everything is familiar, in contrast to the unknown territory that instills fear. In truth, it's that very space where each of us must venture. The sound of my latest album, Jezero, or The Lake, was born from an exploration of what I felt within me, a delicate resonance of my soul guided by the mantra, less is more. The sound is deeply intimate and hushed, with the spotlight on bare melodies and poetry, with everything else serving the song's core message. My collaborators were musicians who understood this emotion, and thanks to them, I realized the vision of making this an intimate album.
Nina told us what it was like to work on the new album and how did the whole process develop from the first to the last recorded song.
The process of working on the album was lengthy, but if it had been shorter, it certainly wouldn't have sounded like this. Sometime in the second half of 2019, I wrote the first songs for the album, and I had planned to record it throughout 2020 with the band. In the meantime, my visions of how the album should sound became more defined in a particular stylistic direction, which was quite different from our previous approach to songwriting and music making. And this led to a parting of ways with the then band members, and I decided to continue with the double bassist and arranger Jelena Galic even though I didn't yet know how it would ultimately sound. Due to the pandemic, the entire album making process was prolonged. I even had two record attempts with different producers, but it didn't quite click. In the third attempt in 2022, we recorded it in the studio of our producer Silvio Bocic, who enchanted our sound in the right way to make it sound just the way I had envisioned it.
We also found out what does the lake represent for Nina and how did she come up with that name.
Jezero emerges as a vast space within us, one we confront if we have the courage to take that plunge beneath the surface. We don't know how deep it is, whether we'll have enough air, if it's cold or dangerous. Despite the unknown, we venture there. The call is stronger than the fear. This is my symbolism regarding the title and the story of this album, and life in general. A river that flows and changes regardless of whether we change. Though through the album, I confronted many of my fears and resistances. The title itself is connected to Lake Peruča, near the village of Rumin in Dalmatia, where I spent my summers in my youth, and it has become a motif woven into my existence.
We were also curious to hear the names of some of her favorite authors and maybe some musical recommendations that inspire her.
My recommendation is the ethno-musician and singer-songwriter Dunja Knebo, a guardian of Croatian tradition, a woman with an immense soul and countless collaborations, an eternal inspiration, and personally the most significant Croatian musician to me. Among singer-songwriters from Croatian and the region, I would highlight Elis Lovrić, Mary May, Billy Joan, Igor Božanić, Kralj Čačka, and Damir Imamović.
Nina told us what would be the song from the album that is particularly dear to her and that she would choose to play to our international audience.
The Lake or Jezero. This song is actually the heart of the entire album, and it carries every other song within it. I believe it best represents that what I wanted to release from within myself and share with others through this album.
So we will hear the title song Jezero, but before that, Nina Romić shared with us some final thoughts and her plans for the future.
I'm looking forward to some new collaborations. I have in mind experimenting with new genres. I'm excited to hear my songs in a fresh light. Greetings to the listeners with a message to never stop trying new things and exploring new sounds in your life. Bye. Ostala sam jezero.
Radio Student.
Next artist we'll present is called Nemanja. They released a single Korsika in mid-April this year from their album Voodoo Beat. Nemanja's sound is inspired by Colombia, 70s Afro-Colombian, Turkish and Southeast Asian sound, or in short, world music. And they combine dance elements with traditional sounds to make an exotic combination of genres that melt into a catchy song. So, let's enjoy Korsika.
We'll be right back.
Ovo je Radio Student.
And for the last part of our show, we have chosen to present to you Sen, an electropunk band from Zagreb, Croatia. Their last album, Nightsust, was released in April 2022 under the Slovene record label Moonly Records and French record label Vox Project. The album itself is kind of a logical progression in their sound when comparing it to their previous two albums. The sound can be described as a venture into trip-hop, with lyrics that are imbued with a sense of anxiousness, but at the same time are almost a part of the melody. We're gonna listen to the second track on the album, Riječ, or Word. band's frontman Ivan Ščapec is already a well-known figure on the Croatian alternative scene. His former but never forgotten band Vlasta Popić was also acclaimed among the scene. While Vlasta Popić was primarily a punk band, Sen is more of a project of mixture of genres that are hard to define. Some critics even use the term folktronica when describing their sound. The lyrics that often speak about social problems or personal hardships and are almost perfectly fitted to make the melody and rhythm even more hypnotic. The next song we'll hear is the shortest on the album and it's called Zakaj. It speaks about problems that many young and alternative artists are facing, which are pretty much summed up in the lyric Zakaj sve kaj radim toliko malo vrijedi, or Why is everything I do not valued?
Zakaj ako nemam para, se osjećam kao da manje vrijedim. Zakaj ako nemam para, se osjećam kao da manje vrijedim. Zakaj nikad nemam para, zakaj nikad nemam para, zakaj nikad nemam para. Zakaj ako nemam para, se osjećam kao da manje vrijedim. Zakaj ako nemam para, se osjećam kao da manje vrijedim. Zakaj nikad nemam para, zakaj nikad nemam para. Zakaj sve kaj radim toliko malo vrijedi. Zakaj sve kaj radim toliko malo vrijedi. Zakaj sve kaj radim toliko malo vrijedi. Zakaj sve kaj radim toliko malo vrijedi.
The last song we'll hear from Sen is called Peripetia, and it's the intro song to the album. It delivers to us the feel of the rest of the album, with wordplays in lyrics that emphasize the hypnotic mood of the album. The almost experimental album has been praised among critics in Croatia, and since its release, the band has been occupied with touring and focusing on side projects. We hope that we inspired you to research this band further, and we also hope that maybe you could catch one of their live shows in the future, since their performances are notoriously good. We leave you with the song Peripetia.
Hodanje po danu, hodanje po noći, hodanje po blatu, hodanje po vodi. Kakva peripetija, kako ćemo proći? Kakva peripetija. Thank you.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire, featured song.
Hello everybody, this is Zimi Zelen from Zagreb, Croatia, and you're listening to the song Iza Zavisa from my debut album Don't Hide Behind the Curtain, and take care.
Radio Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.